The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher ve'osher ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit ve'atzlacha bechol ma'aseh yadav. And be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Dav Vav. Today's daf is being studied to the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenuchenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Lezecher Nishmat Moreno Verabenu Hafetz Hayim Zichrono Levracha Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan Kohen Zichuto Yagen Alenu Ve'al Kol Amo Yisrael. Amen. That his Yotzeit is today dedicated by our good friend Joe and his wife Leah Haber. Hashem Yishmerem V'Hayim, and his good of the Hafetz Hayim, protect them and Bezat Hashem the entire Shi'ur and all the community. Amen. Yehi Zichro Baruch. Today's Shi'ur is being studied with Fu'as Shelema, Yosef Ben Sarah, Lahamim Ben Adel, and Sarah Bat Rachel. Inna refana lahem, inna refana lahem, inna refana lahem, fata nefesh, ufata guf, fata mkira malamo, vichin yirasom, venomar, amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Rishon, and we are four lines from the top. We learned in the sugya of yesterday's daf the subject of going with a betula on Leil Shabbat. Is it permissible or not? So the Gemara brought different shitot, exactly if it's permissible or not permissible. Is it making a habura? Or is it not making a habura? We went through the different shitot. The Maaseh, the Gemara concluded that Rav held Shari. Rav held it's permissible. And the way we understood it is that even if you want to say the blood is mifkat pakid, or because we're going to say the blood is mifkat pakid, which means the blood is in a pocket, for example, so it's really not absorbed into the walls, and therefore it's not considered a habura. Therefore, when the person makes the bed, like he's just opening the door, so to speak, he's making a peta, the blood just spilling out. That's not considered a habura. Ah, but the Gemara's question is, but you're making a peta. The peta on Shabbat, making an entry, and that's considered boneh. So therefore, how could you do such a thing? So the Gemara said, he's not mechaven for the petah. Right? He's just mechaven, he's just bring the blood out, but he's not interested in making a petah necessarily. Oh, so the Gemara said, what do you mean he's not interested in making a petah? So we say, we have to be going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says, davar she'en mitkaven is mutar. So therefore, since he's not mitkaven to make the petah, and we explained also that it's not a psikresh, it's not automatic that he's going to make a petah, which is really going to be the subject of the Amud Bet today, but lema'aseh, he's not mitkaven to make a petah, so therefore we say, davar she'en mitkaven mutar. Oh, so Rav was posek like Rabbi Shimon, because he was matir bi'ah on Friday night, the first bi'ilah. So the Gemara is assuming that he holds like Rabbi Shimon. To that, the Gemara is going to ask, does Rav really hold like Rabbi Shimon? Does he hold that a davar she'en mitkaven on Shabbat is mutar? Because we're going to see a case on Yom Tov, who had din on Shabbat, a certain case where a guy is not mitkaven, and still is going to be asur according to Rav. What's the case? V'Rav, Sharem, is Rav really matir? Which means, does he hold that a davar she'en mitkaven is mutar? Look at Rashi, that's the way Rashi understands the question. V'rav shari b'tmi'a, alma davar shemitkaven mutar svira led? Is yod davar shemitkaven mutar? V'ha amar rav shimi bar chazkiya meshamed rav, hay misukhriya de naziyata. Misukhriya, we'll call it a stopper, de naziyata of, let's say, the keg of beer. What does it mean? Person has a keg of beer, for example, a barrel of beer, you call it. So what do they have? They get the beer, they have a spigot in the hole, right? And they pull the spigot and the beer comes out. But sometimes the spigot doesn't fit in the hole perfectly, so they need to stuff up the sides of it in order to make it tight so it fits. So what do? They put in it, let's say, old clothes, old rags, for example, to stuff up. But what's the problem? The problem is that when they stuff it up, it becomes absorbed with the beer. And when they're sticking it in, it's going to come to sihita. Now, one of the things that's asur on Yom Tov and Shabbat is to be sohet. Sohet is to squeeze. Now, there's different reasons why. There's different types of sihita. The simple understanding that the sihita is asur is because it's a toldah of dash. Sihita toldah de dash. What? Just like dash is what? You're removing the kernel, right, from the chaff. So to over here, you're removing the liquid, let's say, by squeezing it from the towel, let's say, or the old rags, right? That's exactly what they want to say is sa'ita. And there's another form of sa'ita, which is where you have, let's say, a rag, or a garment, we'll call it, it has, let's say, water on it, and you squeeze it out in order to whiten it. You want to get the water out to make it white, and that's called libun, melaben, you're making it white. In this case over here, it doesn't seem we're working with the sa'ita from libun, because you have beer. You don't usually clean something with beer. So the sa'ita of beer is the sa'ita of dash. That's what the Tuzafot understands. But the problem is, the guy's not mitkaven to make sa'ita of it. His kaven has what? Just to stick up the hole. And still Rav's going to say, it's asur. So he holds what? Davar she'en mitkaven, asur. So let's read that inside. Right, this stopper that you're putting in the beer keg or the beer barrel, asur lahaduka, it's forbidden to fasten it or to stuff it in there, biyomataba. An yom tov. Ah, so you see what? She says, mishum sa'ita. Ah, so you see that he holds davar she'en mitkaven is asur. So the Gemara says, no, bahu afilu Rabbi Shimon mode. In this case over here, everybody agrees it's going to be asur. Even Rabbi Shimon that says davar she'en mitkaven is mutar, this case is asur. Why? Because it's called the psik reshe. What is a psik reshe? Literally, psik reshe means the chopping off of the head. Psik reshe. And the full statement is psik reshe vela yemot. Is it possible to knock off a head without killing the chicken? Which means, a person, for example, he wants to give his child a toy on Shabbat. What toy? The head of a chicken so he can play with. So he chops the head of the chicken off, but he says, no, my kavanah is not to kill the chicken, just to give the head to my son. But it's automatic. You can't chop the head of a chicken off without it dying. And therefore, something that's automatically going to happen, even if that's not your kavanah, it's asur, it's inevitable. And the logic is that davar she'en mitkaven is mutar, but when it's inevitable, it's like you mitkaven, because you know what's going to happen. So therefore, it's like you had kavana. So therefore, in this case over here, when you stuff up the spigot area with this old clothes, it's automatic, it's just squeezing it in there, it's automatically going to be sohet. It's automatically going to squeeze out some of the beer. It's going to ring it. And therefore, even the Bishim Or is going to be more there, the Psik Resheh, that it is indeed going to be Asur. Okay, so then we have no question. Comes the Gemara and says, so what are you going to say, but by Shabbat, you tell me what do you mean, when you guys going, having to be Eilah on Shabbat, we said it's he's making a petah. He says, no, he's not having kavanah to make a petah. What do you mean, he's not making kavanah to make a petah? It's automatically. When he goes in, he's making a petah. I don't care if he doesn't have kavanah. It's a psik reshe. So we learned on yesterday that there's some people that they're baki in hataya. Hataya means that they're able to make a bi'ah in a certain way that does not break the bitulim. So therefore, we have to say, we're talking about a guy that he was only matir, Rav, if he does it in the hataya method. Which means, since he does not the yamet, it's not guaranteed that the bitulim are going to break it. It's going to make a petah. If it breaks and the petah is made, but it wasn't automatic, so therefore it's mutar. But if it's automatic, it's going to be asur. Comes the Gemara and says, we have a clear statement of Rav that said, halacha kerabi Yehuda. Oh, there's no way to get around this. Rav clearly said, in the argument of davar she'en mitkaven, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Davar she'en mitkaven, asur. So therefore, but if you hold davar she'en mitkaven, asur, so therefore, what do I care if you're not having kavanah to make a petah? Bottom line is making a petah. And therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav should say, asur. Furthermore, Rav Hanan bar Amar Shmuel, Rav Hanan. said in the name of Shmuel, halacha could it be Shimon? That what? That Shmuel holds it could be Shimon. That the Masha Metkaven is mutar. Now, v'Rav Chiya bar Avin matnila, he learned to smaglo between Rav and Shmuel belo gavre, without names before it, which means the first statement said Rav Hanan bar Ameh said in the name of Shmuel, and Rav Chiya bar Asher said in the name of Rav. The second version cuts out the introductory rabbis and just goes straight. Rav Amar Alakha Kerbi Yehuda, Ushmuel Amar Alakha Kerbi Shimon. So we're back to the question again. Have you tell me Yosak Kerbi Yehuda? How could you tell me that he's matir to have a biyah on Friday night with a betula? So comes the Gemara and says, Le'olam Rav Kerbi Yehuda Sfira Lev. He holds like Rav Yehuda, no problem. But we'll answer it. We can still work it out. How? Le'aklish. If you remember yesterday's daf, we had two different ways of looking at it. If you learn that what mifkad pakid, that what the blood is in a pocket. So what was the problem? The problem was you're making a petah. Oh, you're making a petah. Now you can't answer me and say you're not having kavana. Because we don't care if you have kavana, because if you go like the miyuda, even if you don't have kavana, it's going to be asur. So how does he get around it? So we'll say that he's following the Biyudah's opinion, and the Biyudah says that when a person is mikalkel, so therefore mikalkel on Shabbat is patur. So therefore in this case over here, making the petah is mikalkel, because a betula is better than a be'ula. And therefore, since he's mikalkel, even the Biyudah will go there, even though davash shemet kaven is normally asur, but in this case over here, it's a davar she'en mitkaven, but you have a kilkul as well. And therefore, since you have a kilkul, because you're doing something that's destructive, it's not a constructive thing by making this petah. It's not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. You made her a berulah now. So therefore, it could be mutar. So comes the Gemara and says, Lehach lishna, but according to the other version, De'amar dam haburim mihbar. Oh, the second version said, no, it's haburim mihbar. The blood is in the flesh. And therefore, it's making a habura. And therefore, it really should be asur. So how are you going to get around it? How is Rav going to be matir? So, mikalkel b'chaburahu, which means like this. We have a very important machloket in Masechet Shabbat when it comes to the laws of mikalkel. Everybody holds that mikalkel on Shabbat is patur. Because the Torah only was osir constructive milachot, but not destructive milachot. That's not a machloket. The machloket is, what about a mikalkel by a habura? When you're making a wound, mikalkul. According to the Bishimon in this case is Mahmir. He says, that's what a habura is. Habura by definition is, you're being motzi blood. That's what it is. And therefore he holds, mekalkel b'habura hayav. So Bishimon, it's Mahmir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no difference. Kol mekalkelin peturin, even mekalkel b'habura. Good. So Rav will say like this, yes, I hold that the dam is mechbar chabar, meaning it's a habura. Good. But when the guy goes in there, a habura in this way is really a kilkul. Right, because it's mekalkel. And therefore, we'll say Rav holds really that Vashem et Kaven is asur. But if you hold that it's a kilkul, therefore it's going to be mutar. So therefore, either version could work out according to Rav, even if he holds like the Yehuda that says that Vashem et Kaven is asur, still it could work out that he's going to be matir. If you hold dam mifkad pakid, right, if you hold this mifkad pakid, if it's in a pocket, so you got the petah problem. But I'm not having kavanah for the petah. So what? He holds like the miyudah that says the petah is in the kavanah is asur. Yeah, but I'll tell you, legabere petah it's a kilkul. So everybody will hold one if it's a kilkul. Even if the miyudah is more there, that's going to be kilkul is patur. Therefore, no problem. If you hold mechbar chabar, if you hold it's actually in the flesh, therefore it's a problem of habura and shabbat. It's a problem. So I'll say what? Mekalkel b'habura. So Rav can hold like either track, and therefore he can be matir. Therefore, da mechbar habure mekalkel b'haburahu. Comes the Gemara and continues and asks a question. Mativ Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is a sheila. Tinokot or tinoket shelo igi azmana lirot. You have a girl. She didn't reach the age of puberty yet, where she's supposed to, let's say, start seeing her nida, the blood of nida. Let's say she's less than 12 years old. She's a ketana. V'niset. And what happened? She got married. Okay, no problem. Ketana's allowed to get married. Bet Shammai umrim notnim la arba'a lilot. Bet Shammai says that how long could you assume that the blood that's coming from her after the bi'ah is blood of bitulim? The blood of the bitulim comes out, right? After with the bi'ah. How long, how many bi'ot could you assume that when she's still seeing blood, that that blood is bitulim blood and not nida blood? Because bitulim blood is really not metameh. So the Beit Shammai said, you give her 4 nights. Rashi, notnim la arba'a lelot, shekol damim, shetir'e bahem, mahmat tashmish. Anytime during those 4 nights that she sees blood, mahazkina lahu bedam betulim. You can assume that what? It's dam betulim. Ubetelel omri, betelel says no. Ad shetir'e hamaka. Until she stops bleeding, which means, so no matter how many nights, so long as he keeps on having tashmish every single night and there's blood coming, you assume it's what? Bitulim. Until one time it heals and it stops, then already the next time you have to assume it's already she got her nida. So bitulim in this case is more lenient. He assumes that it's bitulim until it stops. Until the wound heals. Now we get to the next case. Now let's say she's puberty, she's of age where she's normally at the time to see her nida, but she didn't get it yet. But she's already at the age that she can see it. Then it's set. Okay, she got married, no problem. Bet Shammai omrim, notnim la laila harishon. Bet Shammai says that's it. Laila harishon, and he's lenient in the sense, afil lib'ilot harbeh. Which is no matter how many bi'ilot that he had on the first night, you could assume that all that blood that's coming out on the first night, the fa'ot is bitulin. Anything after, because she's of age already, so you have to assume that what is nida. Ubetelel omrim ad motzae Shabbat arba'a lelot. Until motzae Shabbat, 4 nights. Now we have to understand what does betelel mean exactly in this case. You get till Motzei Shabbat, which is altogether 4 nights. So the Gemara is going to analyze. My love, what does it mean? It means like this: Di lo ba'al matze ba'il afilu b'Shabbat, which means these 4 nights means like this: you got married on Wednesday, according to the Mishnah. Betulah nesit liyom revi'i. Good, we're following the Mishnah. So they couldn't have the bi'ah on Wednesday night for whatever reason. Right, so they push it off to Thursday night. If you can have the Thursday night, so he pushes it off to Friday night. Good, he can't push it off to Friday night, so push it off to Motzei Shabbat. But what are you seeing over here? That the halakha is saying that you have 4 nights. That means if you didn't have a bi'ah, you can even make the first bi'ah on Friday night, which shows you clearly that what? You're allowed to have a bi'ah on Leil Shabbat with a Betula, look at the top Rashi. Hanach arba'a lelot ad motzei Shabbat diktani. That what it says, 4 nights to motzei Shabbat. Le'achi tarelehu. Di lo ba'al bi'ila gemura. Which means, we're talking about a case where he had a partial bi'ah. Which means, Wednesday night when he got married, he made a partial bi'ah. Okay, so some of the blood came out, but he didn't finish the bi'ah. So therefore we say what? Continue to finish the bi'ah. Yes, so go Thursday night and continue. Matzil mebal. Okay, continue because we say what? He didn't get all the bitulim yet. V'chol dam shum motze tamid ba'arotav. Ha'ara is like he's just going partially in. Any blood that he sees from that, have dam bitulim. V'shem'inan minenna medemutal lebo'ol b'habura b'shabbat. But you see clearly that on Leil Shabbat, it's going to be mutar. So therefore, it's a question, let's say, according to those opinions, let's say Shemuel, that what they say is going to be asur. What do you mean? You see over here clearly, Beit Hillel is telling you, that even if you're breaking it on Leil Shabbat, it's mutar. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava. So Rava comes along and says, Lo, no, that's not the explanation. Levar mishabbat. It means beside Shabbat, which means when he said 4 days until Motzei Shabbat, he's not counting The answer is, you learn Shabbat in this situation over here, Asur. Because what are you talking about? Amar le'abaye veha ad motzei Shabbat arba'a le'lot ketani. What are you talking about? How do you square that off in the statement? The statement was, ad motzei Shabbat, 4 nights. So that means the only way you can get 4 nights is including Leil Shabbat. And how can you tell me, hey, don't talk about Shabbat? Look at Rashi. Veha arba'a le'lot ad motzei Shabbat ketani ve'lo maskachat le'l le'bar me'Shabbat. You're only going to get 4 nights if you include Shabbat. Why? De'ab barbi'in is set. She got married on Wednesday. Ve'yeshkan le'l hamishi ve'shishi ve'Shabbat u'motzei Shabbat. So then that's your 4 nights. There's no way to square it off. So what are you answering me? Da'va le'bar me'Shabbat. It's not talking about Shabbat. So Kazi Gebran says, Ela amar Rava. So Rava comes along, gives another answer. Keshebaal. Oh, the talking, the case was, he had bi'ah, which means he made a bi'ah on Wednesday night. He made a full bi'ah. He broke the betulim. Okay. That's the case. So the statement is saying here, if he had a full bi'ah on Wednesday night, he could continue ad Motzei Shabbat. So the Gemara says, "Ikeshebaal, may kamesh manan." What's the idea? If he had the bi'ah already, so that means he broke the betulin. So what exactly are you? What exactly is the teaching me? Look at Rashi. "Ikeshebaal, velo ata le'eruyelan, ella heter dam betulin." Which means basically what he's teaching me over here is that had he bi'ah, and he's telling me betulil that the first 4 nights. There's no problem. You could assume that it's what? Dam betulim. So you have no issues on Shabbat over here. The issue over here was just a dam betulim issue. That if you had a full bi'ah on Wednesday night, betulil is telling me you can continue on Thursday night because you could assume that what? All the blood from the first 4 bi'ot on those 4 nights is going to be considered betulim. Continue Rashi. Hay denakat ad motzei Shabbat maika mashma'lan. What did he have to go out of his way and say, Ad Motzei Shabbat? Litni notnin la arba'a lelot. Just say, give him 4 nights. What do you mean, Ad Motzei Shabbat? It sounds like it has to be consecutive. Al Korhat Mishum Be'ilat Shabbat Nakatlan. From the fact that you gave an Ad Motzei Shabbat, you were wanting to teach me something about the Bi'ah of Leil Shabbat. In this way, you're learning what Rava is telling me. So I'm the guy, he had a Bi'ah already. He had a Bi'ah already. So what do you tell me? 4 nights or 2 Motzei Shabbat? I mean, just say 4 nights. But your point is, once you have a bi'ah and there's blood, you could assume that what? The next 3 nights also is going to be bi'ah. There's going to be blood, it's betulim. But the way you're telling it to me is 4 nights, Mohad Motzei Shabbat. That's mashma. You're telling me something about the Friday night bi'ah there. Because you want to single out that Friday night bi'ah. Well, what's the hadush? That Friday night bi'ah. If you had a bi'ah on Wednesday night, Peshut, why shouldn't you be able to have a bi'ah on the Friday? What's your hadush? So the Gemara says, Kamash Ma'adan, you know what it's teaching me? By Kamash Ma'adan, Kamash Ma'adan, Deshari Limiv'al B'Shabbat. The hadush is that you can have a bi'ah in such a case on Shabbat. Well, why would I think I'm not allowed? Not because of Betulin issues and all that over there. The issue over here is what? Kiddush Mu'el. The Amar Shemuel, because Shemuel taught Pirtza Dehuka. Let's say you have a Pirtza, you have a breach in a wall or in a fence, yeah? Mutal Ikanes B'Shabbat. You want to go through the fence, but it's a narrow opening over there. So you're allowed to climb through it and go through that narrow opening on Shabbat. V'afapi Shemashir Sirurot. Even though on the side of the wall, when you go through, you rub against it, so some of the pebbles fall off it, so you're widening the hole. But that case over there, he holds that it's what? It's permissible. So that she says, "Vehayna me dilma mehabil purta umisifekalu aslinale," which means here, even though he did the bi'ah on Wednesday night, right? But you're worried that maybe when you have the bi'ah again on Friday night, so you're widening it, you're making a little bigger peta over there. So therefore the hadush is what? That just like on Shabbat, there's no problem to go through a narrow hole, even though you're going through, you might widen it a little. So he says, over here also, you might have thought that's a suit to continue it on this Shabbat, because you might widen the peta, because she was a betura a couple of days ago. Kamash malan, it's not for sure that you're going to widen it over here, and therefore it's going to be permissible. So therefore, that's the way the Avaz understanding the statement. Let's review. You had to be out on Friday night. Sorry, you had to be out on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's better than this hadush? She's got 4 nights. up until Motzei Shabbat. Just tell me 4 nights. Now the Hadush is, he can even continue on Friday. Now, we're not concerned of the widening factor. Comes the Gemara and says like this. Can we do the Lashon of the Rajba? The Rajba says, Kelomar, Le'olam kesheba'al be'ila gemura, Wednesday night, be'ila gemura, ve'dam haba dam astadinu shnishtayir, and any of the extra blood that's coming is just some of the residual blood that was on the sides, ve'en bo mishum habura, there's no more habura factor over here, ve'lo mishum petach, ela kepritzad de'huka shemashir batzirurot derech kenisato. It's like the guy that's just, you know, whining a little when he's going into the fence over there and some of the stones fall, which is really not a problem on Shabbat. Mativ Rav Yosef. Because after that, you have to assume that that's a tamida. After that point, already you've got to assume that the blood is going to come out, that's already dam tuma. She is of age that she's going to get her nida. Comes the Gemara, continues, Mativ Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a question. Hatan. Patur mikriyat shema laila harishon ad motzei shabbat im lo asa ma'ase. Now let's review this halakha here. Hatan, he's patur from saying the kriyat shema on the first night of the wedding ad motzei shabbat, until motzei shabbat. Let's assume he's getting married on Wednesday again, so from Wednesday night to motzei shabbat he's patur from kriyat shema of arbit. Why? Im lo asa ma'ase. So long as he didn't do a ma'aseh yet, he's going to be patur. Why is he patur? My love, detarid, demail debebal. He's tarud because he has to make a bi'ah. And therefore, his mind is on the bi'ah. So he's tarud tridad de mitzvah. And therefore, like we have a rule, osek be mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. But what is it saying? That you patur, if you didn't do it on Wednesday night, patur from Shema. Thursday night, patur. Friday night, patur. That means what? You're allowed to make a biha on Friday. That's what we're being potated from, Kiryat Shema. Ah, it's a question on Shemuel. You said that why you cannot have the biha on Friday. That's how could the deen tell me that Hatan is patur Kiryat Shema? There are 4 nights that he's going to be patur. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, no, yeah, that's not a question. Lo detarid de lo ba'il. On Leil Shabbat, his tirda is that he can't do the mitzvah. Which means, on Wednesday night, is the da'a the mitzvah. He's got to do the mitzvah. So his mind's preoccupied, he's got to do the mitzvah. Thursday night, the da'a the mitzvah, he's got to do the mitzvah. Friday night, you're not allowed. So what is he preoccupied? He's preoccupied, I can't do this mitzvah. It's a precious mitzvah. So therefore, it's also the da'a the mitzvah. The da'a that I can't do the mitzvah. So therefore, it's going to be a patur from Kiryat Shema. Nashi. The tarid de lo ba'al, mitzta'i shelo ba'al. He's mitzta'i out of the way. So the Gemara says, hold it. What do you mean? What is this sa'ad that he has over here? This sa'ad is not a mitzvah per se. It's just a guy that's upset. Now, where do you see that because the guy is preoccupied because he's upset, that you can be patur from Shema? I understand you want to tell me if he's preoccupied in a mitzvah thought. Good, here it's really not a mitzvah thought per se. It's just that your guy's mitzvah that he can't do the mitzvah. What's going on with that? And on the contrary, you see in halakha that just the guy who's betzar, you're not offering kriyat shema. What's the proof? Amar l'Rava, umishum tirda patur. What? Now you tell me any type of preoccupation, you're going to be patur kriyat shema. Ela me'ata, according to you, tabah sefina to bayam. The guy, they told him before he's about to pray shahrito arbit, they told him his boat sunk. He lost his yacht. So he's preoccupied, they lost a lot of money. How can I make the patur? Well, you can tell me he's patur also because he's betzar. V'chitem, how can I make, maybe you'll tell me, yeah. Any type of preoccupation, any type of tzar, the guy's patur. Can't be. V'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav, Avel Chayav B'chol HaMitzvot HaAmurot B'Torah. And Avel, definitely the guy's preoccupied, the guy's thinking about his niftar, his betzar. Doesn't matter. He's hayav and all the mitzvot in the Torah, including Kiryat Shema, chutz min tefillin, except for tefillin on the first day, which is a special gezerat katuv shene emar, behen peir. Right? Because the Torah, the Pasuk refers to Tefillin as Pe'er. When God was talking to the prophet Yehezkel, God told Yehezkel, Pe'ercha chavush alecha. And therefore, you see what? It's called the Pe'er, and therefore it's not proper to have a Pe'er, which is a glory on a person's head, at the time of Avilut, because the custom in the olden days was on the head, where the Avilut was, they would put ashes. So they were Pe'er tahat efer. And therefore, okay, Tefillin is a separate deen, but everything else, Aves Chayav, even though he has preoccupation. So therefore, that's that. Now we're going to have to explain, you have to say according to Abaye. So look at Tosafot. ואמר רבי אבא אביל חייב בכל המדור ואבא יסבר דתרדד דלקה מצווה כלל מחייב אבל תרדד דלא מצא בעיר חשיב תרדד דמצווה כיוון שתרוד במה שאינו יכול לעשות מצווה which means אבא יהיה will say there's a big difference אבא יהיה will come and tell you guy is just mourning death or guy's boat sunk there's no מצווה there stop the guy is just feeling bad There you're right. You can be hayav in kriyat shema, but that he cannot do a bi'ilat mitzvah, that's considered tirdad mitzvah as well. So according to Abaye, there's two types of tirdad mitzvah: a tirdah that you're about to do the mitzvah, so you're preoccupied, and if you can't do the mitzvah, that preoccupation that you can't do it, so he has a feeling that I cannot do the mitzvah. That's also considered tirdad mitzvah. But Rava says no. To do the mitzvah is one thing. But the fact that you're not doing it, you're just betzali, you can't do the mitzvah, that's like a tzidol sigma mitzvah. So that's the mahloket. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, so bottom line, we have a question, which means, according to Shmuel, you told me what, that the Bialil Shabbat is going to be Asur. Aye, but we have a statement over here that's coming to tell me the Gabedi Hatan is patur from Kiryat Shema. He's patur the first four nights, which means including Leil Shabbat. And according to Rava, it's talking about what? Tirdah the mitzvah. Not he can't do the bi'az. Tirdah of that he's doing the bi'ah. Also, you see what? They have a Tana that clearly says that you do the bi'ah on this Shabbat. How can Shmuel go against the Tana? Shmuel's Amora. Yeah? So comes Gemara and says, Ela Amar Rava. So Rava will answer. Tana'ehi. Okay, it's actually Mahlukat Tana'im on this subject. Can you have, are you Hayav and Kiryat Shema on Lil Shabbat? In this case. Where do you see it's Mahlukat Tana'im? The Tana Hada. We have one statement. Im lo asa ma'ase barishon, patur af pesheni. Basheni patur af peshelishi. Good. So, quote Rachita, you patur on the first night, Wednesday night. You patur on the second night, Wednesday night. You patur on the third night, Friday night. So, that's against Shmuel. Vetanya idach rishon vesheni patur. Ushlishi hayav. Very good. That supports Shmuel. Because he tells you on the first night, Wednesday night, patur. Second night, patur. Third night, that's Friday night. You can't do the mitzvah anyway. You can't do the mitzvah, so therefore, you hayav kiryat shema. So therefore, Shmuel is good. He has a Tana that supports him. Good, so therefore, you need no questions. Right? Okay, what I says, ve'abaye. Now, according to Abaye, he's got to answer these already, these Tanaim. Right? Look at Rashi, ve'abaye. Abaye, Amar Lecha, Abaye is going to tell you, Hanach Tana'e, these Tana'im that are saying, yeah on Friday night or no on Friday night Shema, Name b'tirda peligi. They're also arguing on preoccupation. Ve'hai de'patan de'mikiriyat Shema, that would be exempted him from Kiriyat Shema, Lav mishum de'shari le'miv'al. Not because it's permissible to have bi'ah, ela kasabara mitzta'er sa'ar shel mitzvah, patu mikriyat shema, velo dami le'avel. It's not similar to the case of avel, detari tedad rishut. It's not a guy lost a relative, he's mitzah, that's a voluntary tzah. She'en sa'aro mitzvah, afapi she'aveluton mitzvah. She's splitting hairs here. Even though, yes, the laws of avelut itself, that's a mitzvah. But the tsar, there's no mitzvah to have tsar. And if Uman de Mehayev and the Shita that's Shehayav Kiryat Shema on that night, Savad Tirda Lo Patar. Which is the way Abayil learns the Machloket, he'll tell you both Tanaim hold there's no Bi'ah on Friday night. Therefore, Shmuel could be going like both Tanaim. There's no Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat. Also, if there's no Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat, I understand the logic of saying Hayav in Kiryat Shema. There's no Bi'ah. What's the logic of saying Patur? If there's no Bi'ah, why is it going to be Patur? Because he's Tarud. What is he Tarud? He's Tarud that he can't do the mitzvah. And the other Shita says, that's not considered already a Tirda to Poter Kiryat Shema. But both Shitot are going to Abiyah will hold, he can't do a Bi'ah. So it comes out, we have a fantastic Mahloket over here. Is it indeed a Mahloket Tanaim or not? Rava said it's a Mahloket Tanaim really. Can you have the Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat or not? And it manifests itself, Nafkaminat, Hayavi Kiryat Shema. The Shita that says Hayavi Kiryat Shema will say what? Asut have the Bi'ah on Friday night. Good, that's like Shemuel. The Shita that says you, a Patu from Kiryat Shema, holds what? You can have the Bi'ah on Friday night. That's why you can be Patu Kiryat Shema. Good, it's Mahloket Tanaim. Then Shemuel can take your Tana. Abiyah says, no, there's no Tana. All the Tanaim are going to really hold, you cannot have a Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat. You cannot have a Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat. So what's the reason why you're going to be patur b'kiryat shema? You can never be out. Because you have tirdah. What type of tirdah? No mitzvah here. No, the tirdah that I can't do the mitzvah. Tirdah that I can't do the mitzvah. So what about an avil? That's not a tirdah of a mitzvah. That's not tsa'ar. And therefore, you're going to be hayab in that case. Comes the Gemara and says, ve'habayi atam nami b'tirdah p'nigi. The ma'alok is in tirdah. Oh, comes the Gemara and says, ve'hani tana'i. These tana'im that we just quoted, kihani tana'i, are following the following Mahloket Tanaim. We're going to see another Mahloket Tanaim. What's the Mahloket? Detana, or Detanya, we have a Braita. Hakones et a Betula. Good, person goes, marries a Betula. Lo yib'ol betehila b'Shabbat. Good, you should not have bi'alich et tehila on Shabbat. V'achamim matirim. Very good. So you see clearly over here, you have a Mahloket Tanaim actually. Can you have a bi'ah lechatayla on Lil Shabbat or not? Right? Now, this really only works out, I mean, clearly according to what Rava understood. Rava that understood it's a mahloket tana'im. So therefore we found now b'ferush mahloket tana'im over here. According to Abaye, he's going to have to say that this lo yiv'ol b'tayla b'shagim v'tayim, he's going to have to squeeze it in into a tirda issue over here. He's going to have to turn it into like Tosafot. Look at Tosafot. Ve'ani tane ki ani tane. Afagav de peligi tane behedya. Now you have a befirush mahloket tanaim. Yes or no? Can you do a bi'ah Friday night? Ve'aki mikom akob dahik abaye le'el dehashiv tirdad de mitzvah had de lo matze ba'il. And therefore he has to learn this mahloket over here. Like Tosfot says, "Dashdem is a idol of Batsi Ba'i." The Ni'ale le'ukmem anitik Shmuel, the Asal le'muki nami pluktad the Braita yachashiv teda halomatsi b'kedei le'ukmem k'Shmuel komashiach. Which means he's going to answer up as much as he can. This machloket he can't answer up. This machloket is beferush lo yivol betamelav shabanan. But whatever he can answer up, he's going to answer up. So this really poses like a problem for Abaye. Wherever he can answer up, that's really it's Asur and Mahloket is Tirdan, or that he's going to answer up in order to defend Shmuel. In this case over here, however, you see really it's telling you it's a Mahloket Tanaim. Can you have a Bi'ah on Lil Shabbat or not? Now, let's see. Man Hachamim, who are these rabbis that come along and say that we'll have to have a Bi'ah on Friday night? Like who are these rabbis? Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimoni, De Amar Dabar She'en Mitkaven, Mutar. Oh. Now let's analyze. Davar shemit kaven on what? Well, let's speak it out. If you can hold pifkat pakid, so the blood is in a pocket. So where does the davar shemit kaven come in? On the petah. You're making a petah. Petah is boneh. Making an entry. Oh, so I'll come and tell you, not mitkaven for the petah. You're not mitkaven for the petah. This guy's mitkaven over here for his hana'ah. And the petah is happening by itself. Good. So that shita that says it is mutar v'achamim matirim, you gotta say it's Rabbi Shimon. He's the hachamim that holds davar she'en mitkaven, and therefore no problem. Good. Amar le'abaye v'amodei Rabbi Shimon b'sik l'shev v'layimot. Oh, so that's the obvious question. What do you mean? It's an automatic. It's inevitable. Rabbi Shimon, when a guy's having a bi'ah, He can't come along and tell me, I'm not coming out for the Petah. Hey, listen, the Petah is happening regardless. And we know that Bishimon holds the rule of Lot. When it's inevitable, you hayav. So how could you argue and tell me that Achamim that a Matir are to Bishimon, it's a secret, the Petah's going to happen regardless? That's the question. So the Gemara answers, Amar Le. So who's answering?
Rabbah.
Rabbah's answering. Lo kehalalu babliim she'en bikim ba'ataya. Ela yesh bikim ba'ataya. Why are you answering me? Not like those Babylonians that they're not fluent, they're not an expert in the hataya system. But we're talking about people over here that know what they're doing and they're able to make what's called hataya. What is hataya? That she says, shematin lesnadin. They're able when they make the bi'ah to go on the side in a certain way. It's not a complete bi'ah in a certain way. Ve'en mutzi'in dam. And there's no blood. So therefore, it's not a psik reshe. Which means the guy we're talking about over there saying he could do it on Leil Shabbat, obviously the guy's not doing it in a regular way. If the guy's going to go in a regular way, because you're making a pit, that's automatic. Right. You have to say the guy's going in there with the method of hataya. So he knows what he's doing. Now, you're right, it's possible that he'll make a petah. But so what? Because if you're going in with the hataya method, it's not an automatic anymore. It's not a psik reshe. So even if a petah does happen, okay, so what? It's not mitkaven and he's not doing it automatic. Good. But we're talking about, so now we have to redefine. That which the hachamim wa matira bi'ari shonan for a lil Shabbat is only to hataya method. But again, if a guy's going in like a toilah regular bi'ah, because that's already a psik reshe on the petah. So you have to say that he went in there like, with the gabe a hataya, that's why it's okay. Good? So comes Gemara and says, Imken Tored Lama. If that's the case, so what is he nervous about? Rashi. Imken de Biki'im. If you tell me, we were talking about guys that are baki, people are baki in this hataya method. Tored lama, ma'u terdo lepater mikriyat shema. That you're telling me over here, the guy has a you tell me, Leil Shabbat, patur from kriyat shema. Why do you explain me he's patur kriyat shema? He's tarud in this mitzvah over here. What's the mitzvah? Breaking the betulim, his whole business. What are you worried about? You don't have to worry about it. There's Shabbat over here. Anyway, you're making a hataya, and you're a baki in the. You're an expert, right? You're an expert in the hataya. So what are you worried about? There's no. There should be no preoccupation over here. So comes the Gemara and says, "L'she'en o baki." The Gemara answers, "We're talking about somebody that's not a baki, and therefore the guy has a tirda." On the next Shabbat, the guy does not make hataya. So the Gemara says, "Yomru baki mutar she'eno baki asur." And now you start to make halukim now. When the Gemara said mutar tav bi'ah, when the Gemara said that kiryat shema, or it said mutar tav bi'ah on next Shabbat, right? You told me it's mutar. You didn't start making halukim. You didn't tell me, well, for the baki it's mutar. But for the non-Baki, it's Asur. You told me Mutar. What, now you're going to start across the board. You told me straight out statement. What, now you're going to come along and start making Haluk. You didn't make this Haluk. So you cannot start making Halukim between Bikiim and not Bikiim. Ela must be what? That it's when we say it's Mutar to have to be on Friday nights, Mutar across the board. And what's the logic? Also, if that's Mutar, so therefore, why are you being poter the guy from Kiryat Shema? What's the guy's Tirda? The guy, you tell everybody it's a Mutar. The Gemara says, Rov Bikiim. In hen. Rule. The majority of the people are Baki, and therefore they know what they're doing. Rashi says, Hilkach, look at the second line of Rashi, Stama la psik reshe v'la yemotu. You could assume, you don't have to start making halukim, you could assume that the guy knows how to make hataya. Therefore what? On the Leil Shabbat, you got a Psik Nesheh issue, right? There's no Psik Nesheh issue anymore. The guy has an issue of Bi'ah. Make the Bi'ah on Leil Shabbat Mutar. Psik Nesheh Rov Bekim. And therefore you don't have to start now investigating rely on what? That everybody knows exactly how to do this item over here. It's not how to do this item over here. He has a Tirda of a Mitzvah, because he's preoccupied now and he's doing this because there's a way to do it. And since there's a way to do it, the guy is patur, and therefore he's allowed. I'm going to read you this Shekla V'Tarya now, this Gemara that we just read, through the Tosafot. Look at Tosafot like this. Lo ka'alalu bablim she'en beki'im ba'hataya. Right? The answer, man. Not like you bablim guys, you don't know hataya. Pirush, eno psik resheh. It's not a psik resheh. Techol ha'olam enam kemo bablim. What are you, the whole world's like the Babylonians? They don't know what they're doing? Ela beki'im hen. They know what they're doing. El tak shalilu mibal. It's permissible to have to be on the Shabbat. Right, so long as they're not just having a regular Biyah, they have to go with the Atayah method. And therefore, it's not a Psik Nesheh. Uparich. Right, so to that, the Gemara says, Imken Tored Lama, meaning Perush B'Shabbat, Amai Patar Lale'el Mikriyat Shema. Why'd you put the head of the guy from the Kriyat Shema? Kevan de Bekiinen, meaning Bishlama Behol. I understand during the week. I understand why you're putting on Kriyat Shema. Ikatirda lefish mitkaven libol bi'ila gimura. Because there, during the week, the guy's going a regular bi'ah. The afle biki'in, and even a guy that knows what he's doing, to a baki, yesh tirda libol bi'ila gimura. There is a tirda when he goes to make a regular bi'ila gimura, kada amar b'perikshu di berachot, tira bank emel ya patur, umachmir ala tzma fagav de baki aya, shalu aya babli. Which means, when a guy's making a bi'ila gimura, there's a tirda. And therefore, I can understand during the week why I'm going to put the guy for Kriyat Shema. Aval b'Shabbat, you're not even making a Be'ila Gemura. You're just going to a Hataya. She'enu mitkaven lib'ol Be'ila Gemura. So Toreda, it's not a Bi'ah anymore. Which is the whole reason why we put the guy what? Well, the guy's preoccupied with his Bi'ah. Good, that's what it's a Bi'ah. But now you tell me the last Shabbat Bi'ah is what? Not a Bi'ah Gemura. Right. So we didn't say this to Dan and not a Gemura. So why you put the guy for Shema? Umeshani, so what's the answer? L'she'eno baki. What do you mean l'she'eno baki? The guy's not expert. Perush lefi she'eno baki b'sh'at Kriyat Shema. Which is when it comes to the time to read the Kriyat Shema, he holds himself as not a baki. Da'afilu ha'biki'im b'sh'at ma'aseh. Which is, even the guys know what they're doing, which Adma say, Kodem Ma'aseh, but before they do it, Yireim Shelo Yubikim. Hilkach Terudim Kulam. Which means, the guy is preoccupied that he's not certain that he's an expert. Which is, Lema'aseh, when he gets to the Bi'ah, he's going to do it right. He's going to make that Tayyah. But at the time of Kiryat Shema, the guy himself is what? He doesn't know. Am I going to be able to succeed? Am I not? Maybe it's me a regular bi'ah. That's going to be preoccupied. But so therefore you're going to post. It's not a psik resheh. You're going to put it. That's why it's mutar on Shabbat. But there is still preoccupation at the time of the Kriyat Shema because he does not sure that he himself is a baki. So that lack of you want to call it his confidence that he's going to know what he's doing. So therefore he's going to be patur from the Kriyat Shema al-Masih. So Gemara has one more question. Gemara says, Amar le Rava bar Rav Hanan le Abaye. So he tells Abaye, Ela me'ata, according to what you're saying over here, Shushbinin lama, Mapa lama. The law was, as she quotes, Shushbinin lama, third wide line, Me'achar sheyesh biki'in leb'ol belo dam. You tell me now that people know how to make a bi'ah without blood, Kataya. The custom was in the olden days on either wedding. They used to have like two shushbinim, two chaperones or attendants. One for him and one for her, meaning to investigate after. We want to make sure that the hatan of it doesn't do trickery over here. Beta'anat betulim. Right, he's going to come along and say, oh, she wasn't a betulah. So right after the bi'ah, right away they check the sheets, they see the blood, they want to make sure this guy's not going to You don't make a trickery over here. Now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The e-biki'in b'hataya. If you tell me that the guy's able to make hataya without blood, what's the shushbinin going to help you? Right. Which means the shushbinin are going to come along, right? The guy's going to come along and say, no, I made a be out here. There was no blood. So therefore, and he, really, what did he do? He did hataya. And therefore, he could come. He could still come along and fool around. Which means you didn't help trickery over here. Mm-hmm. So comes the Gemara and mappa also. What's mappa? They put a special sheet, right? In order to clean sheet, in order to catch the blood. In order to watch, they come along and say, she was a betula. There's the blood. Wait a minute. If you tell me the guy can make hataya, the sheet's not going to help you over here. Because the guy's able to go around it, and therefore he can come along and say, I didn't see between, so he can still come along. And so your safety features over here are not going to work. Gemara comes along and says, Shushbini lama, mapa lama, amale hatam, shemeir e viyovad. You're worried over there in the case that what she might see, or she might have the blood, and what it's going to get lost, that she. Well, we're talking about the case where the guy's not going to be matte. The yotzi dam, and what's going to happen? Blood's going to come out. The yovdenu, and it's going to get lost somewhere. So these inspectors are going to come in. Now the yomar lo matzati dam, right? He's going to say, I didn't see blood. So these guys coming after, oh no, we found it. However, the ilu ba'ataya, we're not worried about ataya. You know why? Imbalit on. If he's going to come along and say, I had to be, there's no betulin over here, you know what she's going to say? Tomar lo adayin betula ani. She's going to come along and say, don't worry, wait, I'm still a betula. Which means, that claim over there, she has an answer to it. Which normally, when she comes along, he comes along and says, I had to be, there's no betulin. Well, they know it, so she's stuck now. But in this case, if there was a hataya, he's not going to get away with it. Because she's going to answer that claim. She said, no question about it. You'll see, I am still a betula over here. This guy made the hataya business over there. So therefore, we're not worried. So what is the shushbinin? The shushbinin is going to help me in a case where there was no hataya, there was a regular bi'ah, but what happens sometimes? If the blood went underneath or something like that, so the guy comes and says, hey, I don't see the blood. Okay, let these guys go in, they inspect it, they have the mappa, oh, here's the blood, no trickery over here.
Destroy it, do it on purpose.
Or come along and try to ruin the evidence. Oh yeah, bedenu, that's better. Which means that's going to get lost. That's much better. This is correct. Now it's going to get lost. He's going to get it lost.
Destroy it.
He's going to lose it. He's going to destroy it. So once he knows the shushbinin over there, he can't get rid of the evidence. So they can come right in. Hey, here it is. So therefore, it's a protection. But in the case of Atayah, she can come along and say, I'm still a bit too loud. Therefore, there's no claim.